With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The latest inflation report knocked the wind out of Wall Street sales. Stocks plunged following release of the March Consumer Price Index, showing that inflation remains very much with us.
Prices outside the volatile food and energy categories rose 0.4% from February to March. Measured from a year earlier, those core prices were up 3.8%. The report will likely give pause to the Federal Reserve as it weighs when and by how much to cut interest rates this year. The Fed closely tracks core prices because they tend to provide a good read of where inflation is headed.
Correspondent Jeremy House. A landmark abortion ruling in Arizona. The state's highest court says the state can enforce an 1864 law and outlaws abortion in all cases except when the mother's life is at stake. Now it's the voters. In November, they'll decide whether to enshrine abortion in the Arizona Constitution. An 18-year-old man faces charges in an alleged plot to attack churches in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Alexander Mercurio, prosecutors say that he had pledged allegiance to ISIS, was arrested on Saturday. Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden welcomes the Japanese Prime Minister to the White House today for an official state visit.
A South Lawn arrival ceremony, Oval Office talks, a Rose Garden joint press conference, and formal state dinner in the East Room are all on the agenda for the President and Prime Minister Kishida. Kishida will be the fifth world leader honored by Mr. Biden with a state dinner since he took office. The two leaders plan to highlight strong ties between their countries and share concerns about provocative Chinese military action in the Pacific.
And that's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Watching Wall Street, stocks are sharply lower following the inflation report. The Dow down 519 points. This is SRN News. Parents are worried about artificial intelligence.
The Barna Group, a Christian research firm, has released a poll that indicates that 73% of moms and dads have concerns about their kids using AI tools on their phones and computers. 25% say they fear that using AI will negatively impact their children's ability to think for themselves. However, the Barna survey also reveals that not very many parents are actively seeking to learn more about artificial intelligence. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats think abortion will be a winning issue for them in November, but pro-life advocates think the opposite might be true. The Faith and Freedom Coalition says that it plans to contact millions of voters of faith between now and the election to make sure they know where President Biden stands on abortion. The FFC says Biden and the far left are the real extremists, and their radical position on abortion is way outside the mainstream. This is SRN News. Negotiators for Israel and Hamas continue talking in circles over a potential ceasefire deal. We get the latest from the Media Line's Michael Friedson.
The latest exchange between Israeli negotiators and their counterparts from the Hamas terrorist organization, both sides ostensibly seeking a many Palestinian prisoners per single hostage deal, can be described as, "We reject it and we're studying it." In a statement on Tuesday, Hamas dismissed the latest Israeli offer as intransigent and not meeting any of the Hamas demands, but added they will study it. For Israel, accepting the Hamas terms means an end to its forces in Gaza before completing its off-stated missions, including the release from incarceration of scores of hundreds of prisoners, after which it remains a virtual certainty its hostages will still not be accounted for, an impossible choice for Prime Minister Netanyahu. I'm Michael Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNnews.com.